Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, May the 8th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. A beautiful 54 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. And apparently it's going to be beautiful here for a few hours. And then I think we're going to get some rain this afternoon. But we'll plow through it. We had a pretty good weekend. Although I was looking ahead to Mother's Day. Now, last year, we had great weather on Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day came a little earlier in the month than it's going to this year. I believe Mother's Day was on the 8th last year, and it was beautiful weather. I remember that. Just could not have been better. This year, it's next Sunday, and right now, I think they're calling for rain. So hopefully for all the moms out there, it'll be okay weather, maybe. You know, between now and Sunday, it could change 50 times, but hopefully we'll have some nice weather coming up for Mother's Day this weekend. Well, I got a lot to talk about here this morning, because on Friday, basically the whole show, all 5 hours in the morning, we had guests on. So I really couldn't talk about anything that I wanted to talk about from Thursday or earlier in the week, because Friday we had 5 hours of continual guests on the program, which I liked, but it was just the way it went. And then Friday night we had three guests in the studio, so there was really no talking about anything that happened earlier in the week on Friday night. So let's just run down the list of things that I wanted to talk about here this morning. Well, first of all, I wanted to congratulate John, who won the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie on Friday in our President Harding Cinco de Mayo giveaway. And want to congratulate Judy Summers, who won the large one topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. I hope you enjoyed those. Hope you got those over the weekend. And John and Judy, if you're out there this morning and want to report on the Neighbor's Pizza or the Del Taco, let us know. 740-751-4038. But those were our big winners from Friday morning Cinco de Mayo trivia contest. You know, that was a lot of fun. We had President Harding in the studio. And I always enjoy having President Harding in the studio, and we had him in for 3 hours. He came in a little after 10 o'clock, and he was here through 1 o'clock, and we did President Harding trivia. And we ended up giving away two prizes, the Del Taco $10 gift card to John and Carolyn, and the Neighbor's Pizza to Judy. And, you know, President Harding has been in several times over the years. And to sit there with him for 3 years, you really do feel at one point like you're interviewing President Harding. He looks like President Harding. He dresses like President Harding. He never books character as President Harding. He is just one of the all-time great. I don't know if you call it an impersonator or an actor or an improvisationalist. I'm not really sure what you call him. But we're very lucky to have him here in Marion, and I thank him every time he comes in. And I hope everybody learned a lot on Friday. I think he did 3 or 4 speeches Friday morning that President Harding gave. We certainly went through some of the history of President Harding that I think we had not done heretofore. Very interesting. And then also got the trivia out there, which allowed us to give away some prizes. So I hope you enjoyed President Harding on Friday morning as much as I did. Now, the other thing that happened Friday morning. Now, I want to get into this without too much of a kerfluffle this morning. What happened was on Friday morning, we had, And I'm tiptoeing around this because I know we had an issue with this on Friday. But that's not really where I'm going with this. During the 8 o'clock hour, we had somebody on, and I guess everything is allegedly at this point because we really don't know for sure. But we had somebody on who allegedly was homeless. Now, here's why I want to say allegedly, because I guess there have been claims that maybe that is not the case. Well, I wanted to tell you how this all came about just to show that, let me just say what happened. I got an email last week from this person basically saying they were not homeless at that time, but they were about to be homeless. Now, I think I read that email on the air on Thursday morning. Now, in the email, the person asked me not to use their name. They did not want their name used on the air. They said, this is my story. This is what's about to happen to me. But please don't use my name on the air, which was perfectly fine by me. And we didn't use her name on the air on Thursday morning when I was reading the email. Now, after that, I went back to her and I said, well, would you come on the show? Because I think there are a lot of questions people have as to how you became homeless. Because we did get a lot of questions last week when we talked about that story. Did you have renter's insurance? How did a fire lead to you being homeless? Don't you have any family? Things of that nature. So I said to this person, is there any chance you could come on Friday morning and kind of explain how you got into the situation that you are in? And they said, yes, I'll do it, but Thursday night looks like the first night that I'm really going to be homeless, so I'll have to walk to the studio, which didn't ask me for any money, didn't ask for any transportation, nothing like that. And when they got there on Friday morning, before we went on the air, they specifically said, don't mention my last name, which we did not. Now, if you go back and listen to that interview, all of our interviews are archived. It's in the archives at WWGH1071.com. She never asked for money. She never gave her last name. She never mentioned anybody else in the interview. Now, she alluded to people who she'd been around, but she never said any names. She did not give an email address. She did not give a phone number. She did not do anything to ask for money while she was on the air. Now, the postscript to this is, after she was off the air about 3 minutes, I got a phone call from a listener who said, can you keep her at the studio a little while longer? And I said, okay, I can do that. Now, I sat her out on the porch because the pastor's show was coming on, and I didn't want anything to interfere with his show. And it was a nice morning, Friday morning. I sat her out on the porch, and I said, well, somebody's coming to see you, and you know, whatever happens, happens. And I don't know what happened in that exchange because I was not out there. I was inside doing the pastor's show, and whatever happened, happened. So that's pretty much all I know of what happened with that story. So here's what I want to say about that. Now, I know that in Marion, because I see it all the time, out in front of Aldi, out in sometimes downtown, in the Walmart parking lot, you see this quite a bit. People out saying they're homeless, wanting food and things of that nature, money. And I know some of these people are living in their cars because I've seen it. Now, I don't know what the circumstance of this woman's homelessness is. She said she slept in the park on Thursday night. She did not tell me what park she slept in, but she did say she slept in the park. So here's the deal on this. Do I know this woman? No. That was the first time I'd ever met her in person, was on Friday morning. Do I know anything about her? No. Except what she told us. And I will say this, she went to great length not to let anybody know who she was. Only wanted to use her first name, did not give out any contact information, didn't ask for anything, just wanted to tell her story, and I had asked her in to tell her story. So she did not come to me and say, can I come on the radio? I went to her. And even when she had sent me the initial email, she had asked me not to read her name. So I guess my point in this is, I don't know what was given to her by the listener who showed up on Friday morning. I don't know what this woman's circumstance is, but if you listen to the interview, it does all sound pretty legitimate. And however she ended up where she is now, I don't know, but that's the story on that. I don't know any more than I think anybody else would know at this particular point. And I guess we hope her situation gets better, or anybody else's situation gets better who has come in contact with her. And beyond that, I really don't know. So that's all I wanted to say about this. But what I will say, the moral of this story on Friday morning was the generosity of the people here in Marion. You know, it was not 3 minutes that broadcast ended that somebody wanted to come see this woman. And again, I'm not sure what happened as far as if money was given or if a ride was given. I don't know. And it's not my business to know. But I will say, if nothing else, this story illustrates the kind-hearted nature of people in Marion. And I think that's a pretty important thing. So I think the moral of this story is, no wonder what people believe about this woman or her story that she told on the air, and go back and listen to it. No matter what people believe about it, the one thing you have to say is that Marion people help. When they see somebody in need, they help. They don't have to help. This is not their relative. This is not their friend. This is not an acquaintance of theirs. People go out of their way to help, and I'm very proud of this radio station that happened, and I'm also very proud of the people who participated in that happening on Friday morning. So that's pretty much all I have to say about that, and beyond that, people can make their own judgments on what goes on. There's been this thing for a long time where a lot of times we feel that homeless people are scamming other people. I don't know. You know, I'm not a part of that. And that was not the point of the interview Friday. We were not asking anybody for money. And if you listen to the interview, she never did ask anybody for money. So, it is what it is right now. But the moral of the story is thank you to the Marion people, and specifically the person who went out of their way to do whatever they did for this woman. And like I say, I don't know what was done, because I was inside doing the pastor's show when that whole exchange went down. But it only took 3 minutes after we got off the air. So that's that story. Well, let's get to this morning. Went to McDonald's. Kind of a beautiful sunny morning out there this morning. But I get to McDonald's, and they give me a regular Coke. Now, this had not happened for quite a while. They've been pretty good about the Diet Cokes. But this morning, I got a regular Coke. And to be honest with you, there's just something about a regular Coke versus a Diet Coke for me at this point that just doesn't get it done. So today, myself and McDonald's are a little bit on the outs because of the regular Coke. Now, this is something kind of interesting. I just learned this last night. You know, I'm always talking on the air, and I've believed this for years and years and years, about the circle of marriage and the circle of relationships and the circle of life. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. I always say the circle is this. You meet somebody new, you get all excited because it's new, and it's the first time with this person for everything, and you're doing new things, and you're busy, and you're excited, and everything's happy, and then a lot of times you get a proposal, and that's exciting. And then you're planning the wedding, and that's exciting. And then there's the bachelorette and bachelor party. And then there's the wedding. And then there's the honeymoon. And everything's happy, happy, happy until all that's over. And then all life does become normal. And then you got to see if you can deal with this person. And a lot of times it comes to an end. Well, this has just always been my opinion of the circle of life. Well, funny thing is, I was watching last night, as I was going to sleep, a program. And Deepak Chopra was on this program. You know, I'm not sure if I think Deepak Chopra is a doctor. So a spiritual advisor as well. So Deepak Chopra is on this program. And what he was talking about, he said, when you first meet somebody, an endorphin goes off in your brain because it's a new person. And your immune system goes up because it's exciting. There's an actual chemical that is released into your bloodstream. So if you've been sick or not feeling well or have low energy, all of a sudden everything will change because meeting somebody and the excitement of that will raise all of that. So there is actually medical a knowledge behind this, which is hilarious to me because I've been talking about this for years. So thank you, Deepak Chopra, last night for verifying everything that I've been saying. And I bet that's true. I bet you do get an endorphin and you do get a better immune system when you first meet somebody. Now, unfortunately, it does not last forever. But I think that's very interesting that there's a chemical reaction that happens when you first start seeing somebody and the excitement of it all. So check Deepak Chopra out, and he'll fill you in on all of that. Now, last Wednesday night, I was hanging out. Now, I don't think I talked about this last week. I was hanging out with a person named Camden, and we had a lot of fun. Now Camden is what I... Camden is a lot younger than me. Let's go to the phone here, and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Yes.
We went to Del Taco Saturday evening, and we used our gift card, and we got it was good, and they give us a coupon. You buy one, get one free, so...
Oh, good.
I forget what the name of it is, but anyway, we still got some money left on the gift card, so we can go again.
Oh, very, very nice. How was the business there on Saturday?
They didn't seem to be too terrible busy.
So maybe the newness has worn off a little bit.
This was about 5 o'clock in the evening when we went there.
So about dinner time, and they weren't really all that busy.
No, I didn't think there was.
You know, that can happen. You know, I think once these businesses come into town and they've been here a couple months, I think things start to die down a little bit.
Yeah, let me ask Carol real quick what that item was.
Sure, go ahead. But it was good.
It was good. Yeah, it was good, Scott. But like a little tiny wrap, and you put cheese on it, a little sauce on it.
Maybe a quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
There we go. All right.
It was a quesadilla, and she gave us a coupon. You buy one, get one free, and so we had money left. And then she said, "Here, take that coupon, and you can use it again the next time you come."
Well, I'm glad that
we go.
I'm glad
next time we come, we can get another free one, and they only cost $3 and something, so we'll be able to get get two quesadillas with that card another time, and still have a little left.
Well, that is a great experience. I'm glad everything turned out well.
Yeah, it went pretty good, Scott. So,
hey, John, did you happen to hear the homeless woman on Friday morning?
I heard a little. Heard part of it, yes. I didn't quite get it all in, but I heard part of it.
Well, what would you make of all that?
I just didn't quite know or quite understand the whole thing. It looks how she got in the shape she was in. I don't I guess she said she had a fire or something at her house, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Tough situation, and hopefully things turn out okay for her. But you did enjoy President Harding on Friday.
Oh, yeah, he was very interesting. He always does a good job.
I think so, too. Well, I'm glad everything turned out good on Saturday, John, and I'm glad you go.
Yep, it was good, Scott. We'll go there again another probably not today, but another day.
Okay, well, sounds good. Thanks, John.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there was one of our winners from Friday, John, with the Del Taco gift card. Very good to hear back from him. I'm not sure if Judy got the neighbor's pizza or not. If she would like to call in and let us know if she got the large one-topping pizza, feel free, 740-751-4038. Or if anybody would like to comment on any of the other things we're talking about this morning, we've been going down through quite a litany of things here this morning. The President Harding interview on Friday, the homeless story that we heard on Friday, the regular Coke this morning, that didn't do me any good. The Deepak Chopra idea that when you first meet somebody, the endorphins kick in and your immune system's better and everything's all happy, happy. For all of us. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I did get the pizza yesterday.
How was it?
It was good. My son really likes it, and I think that makes four that we've gotten from there.
Oh, really?
When I, like Sansotis, when you would win the $10, I would go back other times. But up there, I figured they, probably need the business and stuff. And he had made, I got half pepperoni and half, my son wanted the peppers, mild peppers. So I got up there, and I was a little late getting there, and I had to wait. And I asked him, I said, are you getting a lot of, customers from, on the radio? And I think he said a couple. And but I paid for it. I didn't get the free one. And what he had done, he had put all pepperoni on it. And then when he came out with it, he had two. And he said, I said, you didn't have to make it over, that would have been fine. And so he gave me both pizzas, the one with the all pepperoni and then the, the ordered it.
Good.
And stuff. So I don't know if they're getting, that much business from the radio. And then I was going to tell you the lady about the fire.
Yes.
I called, and the person that answered, she had given me her cell phone, said that she had not slept in the park. So it's not her. And he, because she was back here on Nye Street, there's an alley, and then she's on that street. And stuff, but if I heard her, I would have known her. I just, when I cut down that street to get to my street, if I see her out, I'll just talk to her, because I think I got three of her cats sick and stuff. So she, but I know she can really use the help, because I had her a big, I got a 36-pound bag of cat food at that TSC, because we've got some strays around here until somebody can get them. And I was going to give it to her that Saturday, and I'm pretty sure her house was on fire on Easter. And I don't know if it was set. They've got, a question about whether, the house was set and stuff. But I know she can really use the help. So, because off and on, I've helped her with Captain. So.
That's interesting. Now, the neighbor's pizza always say how happy they are that we're doing this. At one point, we were only going to do it for a week. That was the idea, that we would give away a large pizza every day for a week. And when that week was over, they said they wanted to continue. They contacted me. They said, hey, can we continue doing this? So they must be getting some out of it.
Yeah, I said, well, are you getting, a lot? Because I've had two free ones. And then the others, I've got that free one from Friday. And if you give me that Mr. Thacker, you had me to call him, I think, during that. What do you call it, that throw?
The fruitcake toss.
Yeah, because I'm going to maybe call him and see if he wants the free one and stuff. But my son really likes them. And, when I go there, they're not that busy. I mean, what I mean. So
well,
I know they can, just not go for the free one.
Right, well, that's...
Just kind of.
Well, what we hope we're able to do is turn people on to them, like you, who had never been there before, to try the pizza and maybe like it. And then the other thing is that hopefully people will buy more than just the free pizza or go back again, which I think is what's happening. You know, radio is very difficult because how would you know if you're getting the customer from radio or not unless they tell you? If you're getting a coupon out of a newspaper, well, of course you know where that coupon came from. But as far as radio goes, aside from the person who's telling you they got the free pizza, how would you ever know if you got that person from radio or not?
Well, you'd almost have to know, because I doubt if they do it from anything else.
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
I didn't know, you know, because I think over 15 years ago, when I was out at Lynn Hitch, I had stopped and got one there. And that was, by the time I got home, that was the worst pizza. And then one time at that East of Chicago there on Delaware, that was the worst pizza. And I never went back. Of all the places, those were the two places that I ever got a bad pizza. And I said, well, I never knew, you know, you were here because, you know, I have no reason to, you know, cut through there. And he said, well, Facebook, and sometimes they leave the, I don't know if it's like maybe the menu leaves something at some place. But see, if it wasn't for your show, I wouldn't know he was there. They're not in any of the booklets or anything.
Well, and I know we've given away quite a few yet, and every person I talked to who's won a pizza there said they had never been there prior to that. So I know we've sent a lot of business their way, people who have never tried their pizza.
Yeah, because I felt kind of guilty, you know, just keep it going, you know, for a free pizza. So I said, well, I have a free one, but I'm paying for this one. I'll get the free one later and stuff. But since he made a mistake on the pizza, I stood there and talked to the one guy. And here he came with both pizzas, and he even offered to carry them out for me and stuff. I know I look like I need help but. But no, it's my son, you know, likes them, so.
Well, I'm glad it turned out okay. I'm glad everybody who's went there, I think Ted Dolph won a free pizza, Sarah did, I think Mary did, I think Ernie did, I know you have, I think Trish might have. Everybody says they've been treated well, like the pizzas, and it's turning out okay.
Yeah, and then I asked him, because his crust is kind of thin, and he said for the thicker crust, it's just a dollar more and stuff. So, but I'm pretty sure that I had mentioned her name, Sherry, with the fire. I know she can use help. She is, I know her husband died. It's been probably a couple years ago. And, you know, and stuff and things. So I hate it because when you said her name, I knew it was Sherry. You know,
hey, no.
The paper anymore.
Well, the point.
When I go by her house, she was hoping to go back there, but I don't think it's going to be fixable. I really don't.
I guess the point I wanted to make this morning when I was talking about the interview on Friday, because I did not get a chance to go back to it because we had President Harding on, was that, you know, this woman, you know, I don't, how can you ever really know if somebody's homeless or not? There's really no way to know. But I did ask her to come in. She did not offer to come in. And when she came in, she did not want to give her last name. And if anybody listens to the interview, she did not ask for money. She did not give any information to get money. So I don't know if she was trying to be nefarious.
Sherry wouldn't give her last name. Now, I've tried to call her a couple of times, but her her phone is, you call it, the voice box mail stuff's full. But no, she would give her name, and that's why to come in, she has a car, but she wouldn't have anything, a computer. She wouldn't have that because I know she goes to church, I think, on Wednesday nights and on Sundays. So I know she has a car. But sometimes I'll just see her out because Buddy, her cat, last fall, I had him, 2 to 3 years? He got that liver disease. I tried to save him, put over $800. He was probably 15 years or older and stuff. And I forget the name she had for him. And then I think the black cat I got fixed, I told her the couple cats I had didn't like him, so she kept him pinned up. And then the next time I asked her a year later where he had died. And then the little cat kitten that went next door, it came over here, of course, nightshade, and then it was a small kitten, and I'm pretty sure it's probably her cat, and I got it fixed too. So, but I don't know if all her cats burned up, or we have so many strays now, I'm trying to get somebody to take them, or, you know, if her cats all burned up or some of them got out, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I definitely think we're talking about two different ladies, but...
Yeah, because Sherry wouldn't care, and she drives, and she wouldn't do anything here if, you know, because she wouldn't have a computer. She probably wouldn't even know how to do one, so...
Well, I certainly am glad you enjoyed the pizza, and I'm certainly glad we're helping Neighbor's Pizza out, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, because, you know, I felt guilty about getting the free one. You know, if I got one before, I don't like to do that, and I hadn't been back. I think we got one last week, and then we got one this week, and then I think we've gotten four there, I think, in about a month. So.
I'm glad to hear it.
If you can give me Mr. Thacker, I think his name, Ralph or Art or something, I'll call and see if he wants that free one, and I'll take that one to him.
You know, I'm not sure if I have his number or not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you gave it to me, but I got a bunch of paperwork like crazy. I just jot stuff down all the time. You gave me his number and stuff, because I know he's an older gentleman, and he can't listen to you anymore. So,
well, I will see if I can track it down here.
Okay, and then just, you know, maybe before the weekend or something and stuff, so.
All right. Hey, thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open here. We love to hear from you. Talking about what we heard from both prize winners. Judy got the pizza on Friday, and John got the Del Taco. And I'm so glad that people are going to Del Taco and buying pizzas after winning the free pizza. I'm totally happy that everybody is getting the free pizza, but I'm so glad people are buying other things when they're there or going back, because that's the whole point of giving away the free things. Now, the other subjects, the homeless woman on Friday, getting a regular Coke this morning, Deepak Chopra. Oh, and again, I didn't get to talk about this on Friday. Had Camden in last week. And, you know, I put a picture up on social media of hanging out with Camden. Now, here's what I want to say about this. Yes, she is quite a bit younger than I am. And I did say I was never going to say anybody's name on the radio again. But here's what I've learned. You can't not say anybody's name on the radio again. It's impossible. Because they're going to be on more than once, and I guess my point, she was on Friday night with Matt, who did a great job last week during the election coverage. So, because Matt did so good, we brought him in Friday night with Sean, and we also brought Camden in, and how am I going to not mention her name? I mean, it's impossible. It's not going to happen. So, Camden did great last week when she came in, and... Matt did a great job, and it's nice to have young people around doing things, because I think it's a whole different perspective. And, you know, somebody's got to take over for me when I run out of here. And it's kind of funny, because I think a week ago today, I was talking about, well, I'm not sure that I was proposed to. Remember this old conversation I had a week ago? And I don't know, I think some people thought, well, he's out of his mind. What in the world's he talking about? Well, then this whole Camden picture and her appearing on the Friday night show came about later in the week, and I think people went, oh, wait a second, maybe he's not full of beans. So there you go. And they were good on Friday night. Did anybody listen to the Friday night show and get to hear Camden and Matt and Sean and I? We had a great time Friday night. Opal Covey, we gave her another call. That's always a tour de force to have her on the program. 740-751-4038. Did anybody like hearing Matt and Camden on Friday night with Sean and I? I thought that was a great show, and now we're actually getting, this is funny, we're actually getting emails from people who want to be on the show, very young, even younger than Camden and Matt, and they're in their 20s, who want to come on the show now, because, hey, this is the place to be. You know, it's a whole new world for us now with the younger people. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And Camden's a fun person. You know, she kind of started out, like all people do who've never been on radio, a little shy, a little timid to be on the microphone, but it all turned out fine. And she's a lot of fun to hang around with, and you've got to enjoy that. Let's put it that way. All right. What else do we got going on here? I'm getting messages from people here this morning. I'm not young enough to be on your show anymore. You know, that person should call in. That's a person who's freed up right now who could give us a call and say hello from years past. But no, you know, it's interesting how the younger people are coming on the show now. That's a lot of fun. 740-751-4038. Like I said, again, we had another call in with Opal Covey. I think people enjoyed that, though, on Friday night. I think that one came off pretty good. As I said, I don't think the weather on Mother's Day is looking pretty good, or good at all, right now. But again, between now and then, who knows? It could change 75 times. Let's see here. What else? Oh, this past weekend, let me tell you what happened this past weekend. I tried to download, I did download TikTok and Snapchat. Now, this is one of the influences of being around a young person like Camden. You've got to download the Snapchat and the TikTok. And honest to goodness, I downloaded these things, and I don't know why they're so exciting. Now, Snapchat is totally confusing to me because you have to know the people you're Snapchatting with, and if you don't know them, or if you want to find them, Carolyn's out there, the person who is homeless. Judy is talking about someone else, not me. Okay, well, Carolyn, can you call in here for about 5 minutes and give us an update to what's going on with you? 740-751-4038. Okay. Or as much as you want to tell us. Now, you know, I'm all over the place this morning. It's Monday, though. You got to give me that. It's Monday. Okay. TikTok and Snapchat. Snapchat I don't understand because you have to have the person's contact information to Snapchat them anyway, and I'm not sending anybody any pictures, which seems to be the big advantage of this program. So Snapchat I'm totally confused by. TikTok, you know, there's videos, but the videos that I saw in the 10 or 15 minutes that I was on it on Saturday, honest to goodness, I don't know what these people were talking about. It was people dancing at work. Very strange, you know. I don't know. And then there was a video of a girl on a tractor talking about what kind of a boyfriend she wanted. And then, I just don't know. TikTok, maybe it's an acquired thing. Maybe I've got to watch more of those videos to completely understand that. Does anybody understand TikTok on the whole? I mean, honest to goodness, does anybody have TikTok and Snapchat? I mean, I have them now. And yesterday it was kind of funny because somebody said, well, what's your TikTok? And I said, I have no idea what my TikTok is. I have no, I don't know how to find myself. I don't know how you would find me. And then last night I had to go through it and find out how to find my TikTok. But I am on TikTok and Snapchat now. So not only are we bringing in the young people, but I am doing young people things. Oh, and I do have a friend on TikTok now. Our friend Bailey, who I've known for quite a while now, and the listening audience knows. Too bad we're not hearing from her this morning, but she is out there listening, and I thank her for that. Thank you, Bales. She used to listen every morning. Now, I always appreciated, and I still appreciate people who listen every morning, because without listeners, we wouldn't be here. And number two, people who get up and listen to this show, it's just nice. It's nice to have feedback from what's going on. So thank you, Bales. But she had some videos on TikTok, and she told me her TikTok name so I could find her. And her video is her trying to do a backflip on a trampoline. And it didn't go so well. Let's put it that way. She tried to do a backflip on a trampoline, and she did not quite make it over. You know, so dream it up in your own mind if you don't have a TikTok. Which is very interesting to me because I believe, if I have this right, I believe Bales used to be a cheerleader and was very athletic and things of that nature. So, you know, I guess that's the way it goes. Hey, if Carolyn is still out there listening, Carolyn, wait till after the break to call in and give us an update on the homeless situation. It's 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. If anybody would like to call in, we would love to hear from you this morning. We've went a whole litany of topics here this morning. President Harding being in here on Friday, Carolyn and her homeless situation in here on Friday, me getting a regular Coke this morning, the Deepak Chopra rule that when you first meet somebody, your endorphins go up, your immune system goes up. I believe that. Hanging out with Camden. What do you think of Camden? Good? Good host? Somebody you'd like to hear back? Maybe the same thing with Matt? I enjoyed him. We had a ton of fun on Friday night, Cinco de Mayo. Good time. Mother's Day this weekend, weather not looking great. Let's see. Opal, back in on Friday night. Hopefully we made her night. TikTok, Snapchat. Does anybody know anything about this? I'm getting a message from Bales here. In my defense, I did about five before that and made it. And I found, well, she found out she was, see, I don't know. If you did five before you made the TikTok video, maybe it was TikTok pressure that caused her not to be able to do the final flip. You know, I don't even know how old Bales is now. Now, I know she was in her 20s when I was hanging around with her a few years ago. I think she might be 30 now. Just 30. I think she's still enough to be on the show. And she has called in a few times, and that's been fun. But in any event, 740-751-4038. We've only got a minute left this hour, and we're having a good time here this morning on WGH Talk. Yeah, she's 30. That's what I thought. Just turned 30. So happy 30th birthday there, Bales, and I'm glad you're out there listening. And everybody continue to listen as we go through the break here at 9 o'clock. We'll be back with a whole nother hour of great programming here on WGH Talk, where the G stands for great programming. That is what we're all about. And maybe we'll do some trivia. Maybe we'll do some other things. All right. Well, I think we've got a call coming in here. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, it's Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, we got to go to break here. Can you call us back in 15 minutes?
I sure can.
Thank you. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
Yes. There is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up